On this week's episode of Bungalower and the Bus, we're hanging out at Mid-Drive Dive.
And you brought your amazing partner, Leanne.
Hey, y'all.
A wife, I guess.
Welcome to Bungalower and the Bus. I'm the Bus, John Bustegger.
And I'm an Elk Sloppy Joe, Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com.
Brendan, I ate you tonight.
Yeah, you did.
you're in my tummy.
Not the first time. Hey.
My wife's here.
She knows.
That sandwich was very sloppy, Brendan.
Yes, it was.
Have some more Sloppy Joes.
Sloppy Joes.
Sloppy Joes.
Here on Bungalow Over the Bus, we talk about all the top headlines in Orlando's downtown bungalow neighborhoods,
yeah,
including College Park.
That's where we are. That's where you live. That's where I live.
Yeah.
That's where my wife lives.
Yeah, I also live here.
Hey,
yeah.
Leanne.
Hi.
Hey, Leanne.
Hello.
First time on the show?
Is it?
First time in a long time.
First time you've allowed me to be on the show.
No, I feel like
you've been
let
around.
A woman speak.
You got to earn your time.
All right.
Reclaim it. Reclaim that time, Leanne. You've been a producer on the show multiple times.
Producer?
And by that, I mean we call you producer when you shout out things at us that we're saying incorrectly.
We just promoted you.
Okay.
Yeah. Leanne, can you tell people a little bit about yourself?
I'm John's wife.
Uh-huh. But besides that, you're also an individual.
You're more than that.
Yeah.
I'm an artist. Uh-huh. I'm a horsewoman.
Uh-huh.
I am an employee of Hope Partnership. We are in Osceola County, and we work with individuals experiencing homelessness.
Uh-huh.
And what else do I do? I'm a gardener.
I love that.
I have fish.
Uh-huh.
We have three dogs.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite green.
Good color.
Yep.
Good color.
Color of nature.
It is.
And money.
Money and nature.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They do have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
I'll remember that. All right. Well, perfect. Now people know who you are and where
yep.
you come
Hello.
From.
She's going to talk
I'm
all about Orlando.
What's your week been like, y'all?
My week? Let's see. We went and saw Dune 2 together.
Oh.
Again.
And?
Timothée Chalamet.
Oh. Loved it.
Does it
Whoa.
For me.
Whoa.
He does? You like
oh,
the
yeah.
curly hair?
Emo look all the way.
How about Zendaya?
Yeah,
she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. You?
Big fan.
They both do it for me as well.
Yeah, you probably like the mom.
Yeah, she's
Bene Gesserit.
Uh-huh. I didn't know what she was in, the mom, besides Dune and Dune 2.
I don't know either. She's foreign. So,
all right, never mind. I don't like her anymore.
She was not made in America, John. What was your favorite part of Dune 2? Or maybe we can't say because people might
Let's
be...
Not, no spoilers. Spoiler yeah. alerts.
How long until we can talk about Dune 2?
6 months.
6 months?
Really?
That's ridiculous.
Although the book's been out for 50 years, so you'd think they're...
Yeah, I think everybody goes, gonna know what happens.
I keep asking people at Bingo when I can talk about it, and I said, this is it. I need to talk about it next week. So if
right,
you're
you
at Bingo next
week... One more week, then we can talk about Dune
Okay,
2.
Let's do it.
All right,
good.
All right, what else? We had a chicken pass away.
Yeah.
So you're down to two.
I shouldn't say pass away. She was killed.
She was killed by a raccoon.
A raccoon?
Yeah.
You got to start arming
Jerks.
These chickens.
They eat my mangoes, and they kill my chickens.
Yeah. I bet they're there for the mangoes, but they stay for the chickens.
Mangoes are a bit of an appetizer.
Yeah.
The chickens more than the
And then they're
course.
Like, whoa.
I really hate them.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awful.
We had a bad night, and so we're down to two. But we might yep. get some more here pretty soon.
Yeah, one of my chickens is blind.
Oh, yeah. We have a blind
oh, wow.
special needs chicken.
Uh-huh. Yep. How does she do all right?
Yeah, she smells. I give her special piles of food, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And she smells the water.
She
just kind of hangs out.
Yeah.
She does all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she didn't get eaten by a raccoon,
Did
so
not.
I'd say she's
blind,
doing great.
And she survived raccoons she and hawks.
Yeah, she knows how to get back into the
Sounds
coop.
Like she's pretending. Or she's a daredevil chicken. Like Daredevil, like on Marvel, he's blind.
She's got heightened senses.
She's
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
blind.
Her other senses are much better.
Mm-hmm.
She don't know you're there. She don't know you're there.
Is there like something, like a companion animal that you could get for to live in
well,
a chicken
Well, we have
coop?
Another chicken.
Like a smaller chicken.
No, but like, so
like a
I guess that's what roosters are for, right?
What, to guide them around?
No, to like protect them because they got spurs. Like, is there something that you
oh,
can
like
put
a
in a chicken hoop? Yeah.
Is we can't have roosters. Not
no,
allowed.
No, but is there something else you can put in with a chicken coop? Like a, is
like
there
a,
like a bigger bird or like a...
Like a sword? Give them all little swords?
No, like when you companion plant
on the chickens.
No,
feed
like another
trap?
Animal, like a companion animal that could live out there with the chickens
that would not eat the chickens.
Yeah,
maybe a goat
and would protect.
Maybe
them.
A goat.
Yeah,
a goat. Well, speaking of goats,
let's talk about goats.
Did you hear a goat has disappeared from Palmer's feed and something something?
What was the name of this goat?
Paolo.
Paolo.
He's a baby goat.
Baby goat.
I saw John's Bolo post.
Uh-huh. So Channel 9 had written something on it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they wrote about it. That's what I sent you.
Oh, okay.
And so they had two goats. They have two goats there. Had two goats at Palmer's in Paramore.
Paolo and Franz. Franz was his brother.
Mm-hmm. And somehow Paolo
disappeared.
Yeah.
And they're
stolen?
I'm going to say stolen.
Probably didn't jump over the gate, right?
We know that for years there have been rumors that chickens are purchased from there. Like adult chickens are purchased from there.
Yeah, for what?
For ritualistic purposes, mm-hmm. You know, because there's some voodoo stuff that happens over there.
I've been
there.
To a voodoo shop over there.
We should go talk to that priest and be like, hey, heard anything about a disappearing goat? Heard
sounds
anything
like
about
like a magician?
Paolo?
Like a magician goat?
And then Paolo will be in the back and he's like, I'm here.
So Paolo somehow went
help
missing.
Me.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gone. Everyone's looking for him. I got all these hippie,
Are they really looking for him, though? Are they doing anything?
I would think so.
They're spanning out around.
You said
Paramore.
You're looking.
So I drive. So on my way to work, we're here in College Park. That was a honking. We didn't even say where we were tonight.
Yes, we did.
Did we?
We literally
John's
said
not
it.
Paying
and
no,
then
we
you
didn't
said
say
we
the
both
restaurant.
Live here.
We didn't say the restaurant.
Well, no.
We're at Mid Drive Dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So so I drive through Paramore every day to go to work because it's just easier to go to work that way. And I've been keeping my eyes peeled for Paolo.
Got Paolo.
Looking for a goat
you.
On the corner.
Yeah. Goat on the corner.
Goat on the corner. Mm-hmm. You know what we should do is dress like a goat.
You think that'll attract Paolo?
I'm going to dress like a goat and then hang out on OBT. Like a sexy goat.
What if some
and take a picture of me as a sexy
goat.
Some
guy pulls over. He's like, finally. Finally my thing is here.
I've been waiting for
my
goat.
My OnlyFans comes true.
And then I sit on a cake and fart. I'm going to start an OnlyFans where I sit on cakes. It's going to happen.
She just looked at me. Our server's like,
well,
whoa,
now
what,
she knows.
What did I get into?
Now she knows.
She's
here
like,
we are talking about the headlines.
What kind of podcast is this?
The best. Well, let's talk about Mid Drive Dive a little bit.
All right.
Okay. So here on the corner of, what's that street called?
Edgewater and Vassar.
Yeah, Vassar.
It's Vassar.
Women's College.
Women's College.
I don't know if it still is.
I don't know. I think it is.
My Women's College is no longer.
Uh-uh. There's probably some trans kids in there, too. Is that what we're talking about?
Check that on the at the break.
They let them in. Just like Cub Scouts, you know, mm-hmm. Girl Scouts. What was I saying?
Talking about Mid Drive Dive.
Yeah,
where
it used to
tonight?
Be Graffiti Junction, and then they brought in an Exorcist and a Power Washer, and oh, now, today.
Super Power Washer.
It looks so good.
It's really pretty inside.
Really nice terrazzo floors. They restored
yeah.
them.
Oh, yeah. We're outside. Good eye. We're outside tonight because it's beautiful tonight.
Yeah, it's a little warm, I'll be honest. I'm getting
well,
a little bit of a sheen.
Anything over 60 is warm.
Yeah, because I'm a Canadian, and I got hot blood.
Hot blood.
My blood runs hot. Why does that make you laugh?
I don't know. But, yeah, they did a fantastic job redesigning this and making it look real pretty.
So good. It's the owners of Hinckley's Fancy Meats and Freehand Goods.
Upscale diner food. Does that fit the bill, would you say?
Yeah, that's how they describe it. I would just say it's just beautiful, good food. Mm-hmm. You know, fresh. We had fresh ceviche, seasonal fish.
Yep.
I had Sloppy Joe.
An Elk Sloppy Joe, which is what inspired my intro today. Mm-hmm. And what did I have?
Leanne, what'd you have?
Oh. Let's see. Well, I ordered the ceviche as a starter.
So good.
And then I had a beet salad, which has Greek yogurt and some tahini. And
I had that at the media night and loved that. You want to see a picture? We'll have some coming up. Or you can go do a deep dive on our Instagram. You can see
what'd you have,
there.
Brendan? What'd you have?
I can't really remember. Oh, it's the Blue Plate Special. It mm-hmm. was like a Cuban dish with some delicious, decadent pulled pork and cilantro rice and some beans, kidney beans. And
I think it'll kill it here.
Something for everybody.
Oh, yeah. It's busy. It's young and old, you know.
Families here.
Good prices on beer, too.
Yeah,
great
beers.
Prices on beer.
Cheap beers.
No. Everything else, maybe it's a little bit higher than average prices.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a $5 sandwich place.
No.
But that's okay.
And you can't have a beautiful dining room and sell $5 sandwiches.
No, you can't.
You can't. You're paying for it all. And then the staff is great. Everybody knows what they're doing. You want to talk news?
Yeah. Well, we kind of did with Paulo.
Oh, I guess I got to say some. I didn't talk about my week.
Oh, yeah.
But I got some things coming up that I should just
give
you a heads
up. Tell
me
about your week, Brendan.
Well, I'm hosting. We just released tickets for Second Breakfast. It's a bingo brunch.
Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings inspired?
Kinda. It's more about the light bites that we're going to be serving.
You going to have Lampas bread?
Yes.
Oh, are you?
No.
No, you're not.
They're not theming the brunch at all. The only thing that's themed about it is that it's like a light brunch.
Potatoes?
At 11. Yeah, at Lobos.
Put them in a stew.
Am I just going to stop talking?
I just want you to talk about Lord of the Rings.
Nerd.
Continue.
Thank you. It'll be at Lobos Coffee because we're doing coffees with them, and one of them has mushrooms in it, and I'll be there as Brenda hosting bingo. So come and have some bingo, try our new coffee, get some light bites in. And we're just treating it as a second breakfast. You can have a first breakfast on your own. So don't show up too hungry because, again, it's lighter bites.
What day is
hang
this?
Out with us. Sunday, March 24th.
All right.
So next Sunday.
Excellent.
This Sunday, I'm going to be hosting the Green Fling, which is a beer festival in Baldwin Park. And so that, again, will be Brenda in some leprechaun drag. There's a water balloon tournament.
Toss? Oh, like a toss?
Yeah, we'll be facing off against other teams like a dodgeball tournament.
Oh,
but it's
never
water
mind.
Balloons.
Never
if
mind.
You get hit, you're out. You get hit, you're out.
So at family functions growing up, we always had we had an egg toss. Did you do an egg toss?
No.
So you get in a line, and then like everybody throws an egg, and then you got to take one step back. And then eventually the egg breaks. And
oh, like you try to catch it.
Yeah, you try to catch it.
And if you miss it and
you're
it
out.
Breaks, then you're out.
But then, then you try to see who can do it. It's kind of fun. But you can do the same thing with a water balloon.
Yeah. No, this is they're actively shooting at you. It's going to be a lot of white T-shirts. It's going to be a lot of nipples.
Oh.
And,
spring
and
break.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm really excited. And I will be wearing my tig old bitties. So if you're bringing your kids, you're going to have to explain to them what's happening, which I try to tell. If I hear that.
What is happening, Brendan?
If you're bringing adults, you probably got to explain what's happening.
Let us know.
I don't know. I always tell you, well, how do you explain Halloween? I don't know. It's not my job. I don't care how you explain this to your kids. I actually said that to someone once in the last, we had like a big beer festival at Baldwin Park. And I was walking by, and this kid was like, what is that, Mom? Why is that man dressed like that? And she was like,
valid question.
Excuse me, sir. How am I supposed to explain this to my kid? And I said, I don't cuss and care how you explain it to your kid, because I'd just pretend you're not even there. Do the same to me, and we'll get along fine. You know, like, why do we have to interact?
Then
I'm sorry. I look so gorgeous.
Punched her in the face.
Yeah, I did. Kicked her right in the nipple.
Good.
And Mayhem on Meals is coming up on March 29th, and if you're a Bungalow or Buddy, you have until tonight at midnight to get your early access tickets.
Friday night.
Yeah, tonight.
What if somebody's listening podcast?
Okay, Friday night.
You there you go.
Midnight Friday. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Ugh.
Stickler of time over here.
I think we're about to fight.
Let's do it.
It's been contrary all night.
All night. Yeah. Just Captain Contrary. They're going to sell out. They're doing a pop-up wrestling event at the Veranda in Thornton Park, which is a really cool space. They're going to sell out tickets. And you, as a Bungalow Buddy member, you have a code in your inbox now.
What's the code, Brendan?
Should I say
it? No, don't say it. You got to be a buddy.
Well, maybe as a teaser to people. You know what I'm going to say?
You want to say the first letter.
What's the start
first
with?
Letter.
It's Bungalow. All caps.
But you don't know the next letter. Is that it?
That's it.
Just Bungalow. Oh, my God.
Just Bungalow.
Okay.
All caps.
Well, we'll see if anybody listens and puts it in.
Get early access to the tickets. Go do it. You're welcome. Buddy's had all week to do it.
All right,
just open that up to radio listeners,
Bungalower.
Too. Radio listeners deserve some perks,
they
too.
Sure
That's
do.
Your perk, you guys. I love it. I think it's one of the coolest ongoing event series. They do the craziest things. There's going to be 3-on-3 matches this time. Mm. They're going to throw each other around.
Sounds dangerous.
It can be. Sometimes they bleed. You know? One guy got a drill in his head one day.
Really?
Yeah. Effie, the gay guy, he's like a gay wrestler. It's like his thing. He wears fishnets. And like
they were drilling him?
He goes hard. They were drilling them.
They were going hard.
John, they were
drilling?
Just going hard and just drilling them, wow, right in the middle. Everybody,
gosh,
saw.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, and he bled.
How do I explain that to my child, Brenda?
Tell him it's Halloween. Does that work too? No, just tell him it's like two pigs in a blanket. I don't know what I'm saying right now. Did you read that article on the Sentinel by
Which
Amanda
one?
Rabinus?
Which one?
About how One Pulse broke Orlando's heart.
I did.
I thought that was a very clever title for her.
So they did a deep dive into the finances of the One Pulse Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Long story. I mean, probably.
Not too long.
It was pretty long. But anyway, it was very good, though. Very well researched. Tons of interviews. A very good story. If you can, go read it.
Something that should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, they probably should have did it a while ago. It just makes it easier when One Pulse
has dissolved
because people are willing to talk then. But I think I had told you. What did I tell you? What were the too long didn't read? Their ideas to build this museum were just too far fetched.
Yeah.
There's no way they were going to ever.
And how the price instantly doubled like a year later.
It was like a $40 million project that turned into a $100 million project.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to tell anybody. Number two.
And their fundraising person said,
there's no way we'll ever.
With what fundraising staff are we raising $100 million?
They almost from the get-go were like, we're never going to be able to raise this much money.
And when they did like some forensic accounting, they could see like there was just no like buildup of cash in their reserves.
No.
It all just kind of like slowly disappeared.
Uh-huh.
Like they would always just be using it to pay their astronomical wages for everybody,
so
you know?
Number three was that CEO Barbara Poma, according to the story, pretty much had no business running the nonprofit and the foundation based on her both experience and maybe conflicts of interest when it comes to...
Hold up. My boyfriend, Matt Hinckley, just showed up.
All right. Let's talk to him.
From Hinckley's Fancy Meats, which is my favorite gay bar in town. And they really do have the fanciest meats in town. How you doing, chef?
Amazing. Amazing.
So,
that's
right.
It. Thanks, chef.
That was
great.
He's a man of few words. But, number three, the thing that I got out of that was that she just sounded like, maybe didn't she? She didn't have business running the foundation, based on her.
No,
experience.
She had no history of it. She could barely run a nightclub, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she was in charge of this nonprofit that was getting Ricky Martin as a spokesperson and Lance Bass and like all of these big name people who just wanted to be associated with the project.
And that's okay at first because you can use that star power, right? I mean,
I'll
talk to my wife. She's in fundraising.
Yeah, if they're interested, then they've got dollars behind it too. Like,
but wouldn't you hope they'd take some time or some due diligence to see like what are the numbers behind this project before you just stick your name on it? Because I'll tell you what, those people disappeared real quick.
Yeah. I think maybe there was also a trust that the leaders were actually doing right by the mission and the language that was being put towards it.
You know, the minute I knew something was up, that was definitely a strike.
Uh-huh.
But it was the minute that Poma started showing up to events all in white, and then the Pulse people were all in white, and then people started calling her an angel. And how she was protecting the angels, the victims. And like this, it became like this elevation of her above.
It's like an ascension.
Yeah, she ascended.
Yeah.
And that was the minute where my gut was just like, this is not right. Something is being misused here, and I'm being sold a bill of goods.
The other thing that I got out of that story, did you read the whole story, Brendan? Did you have time? Okay.
Yeah.
One thing I got out of it, too, was like, they probably should have just built a memorial at first. Like, let's put the money towards this memorial.
Why do an interim memorial?
No, like, let's just do it. And they sort of said, if we could have done that, you might have said, look, okay, we did this. Now maybe we can build this museum.
It was
for
like this weird echo chamber. Like, when you see those, like, there's still people who refuse to believe that she did anything wrong, you know, and that the organization did anything wrong. And I've lost a couple friends because of it, you know, just because I'm outspoken about it.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. But they, if they're choosing to believe this fiction, you know, that's cool with me. I don't know where I was going with that.
I just don't know how you sort of get back from that. I mean, I think another point in that story, and the woman who wrote it, fantastic job. She did a great job.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Because she used to be a gross spotter.
I think the other thing I got out of it was with Barbara Poma was like, she kind of had everybody on her side at the beginning, at the very beginning, and all of that has just been eroded away. Yeah. And so you're now like this figure that, well, I just don't know what you do now.
She's not even. She didn't answer any inquiries for quotes, and they sent her numbers and just trying. She's cut this part out of her life, but she doesn't need to talk to anyone because she's walking away with millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. And she could have done that at the beginning when they offered her $2 million.
Oh, sorry, someone's got a real big pecker.
Well, we're out there
letting us know about it.
Just letting us know.
We're outside here.
Thank God. Now I
dive.
We'll see you later.
Anyway.
Another red light.
Anyway, read the story if you get a chance. It's online now, but I
great
think it'll
story.
Probably be in the paper on Sunday. It seems like a Sunday story.
We'll have it in our top 10 things roundup.
Very,
too.
Very good. She did a great job.
I was really impressed. Great to see that stories, like big stories like that, coming out of Orlando Sentinel. Dr. Phillips just shared the opening timeline for their new food hall over in the Packing District, which you must be excited about.
Leanne, are you excited?
I'm super excited. Can walk there.
Do you remember what it's called?
Oh, here it is. It's a mouthful. The
Great Southern Box Company Food Hall.
Food Hall. Yeah.
I assume they made boxes there at one point, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
For, I guess, for citrus. Oh. It must have been.
Just something about the Great Southern Box that I just.
Great Southern Box.
Just,
that's funny.
You
You're
going to
get us kicked
that.
Off the radio. I guess so. I was pretty randy not too long ago, too. It's a 13,000-square-foot building. It was most recently occupied by Rethink.
Habitat Restore.
Habitat Restore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get all mad about it.
I'm
just messed
contrary
up the name.
Contrary John.
Gosh.
Somebody's going senile over there.
Tonight.
Well, I need to stop smoking marijuana.
You say that all the time.
I know. I need help.
It's like you forget that you just said it last week.
What I need to do is wait for my license to lapse. And then I'm going to go on a sabbatical or something. Go on a trip where I can't get access to marijuana.
Like
and then
North
I can
Korea?
Detox for a couple weeks and then come back. And then my license will be lapsed. I'll have no pot around. And then I won't be able to smoke it.
No, you don't have to use your license.
Yeah, it's impossible for me. That's like if I put like a bag of like.
Freeze it in a block of ice.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Smart. Yeah. And aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And
or burn it.
And kind of fun. I could just cut it up. I just can't. I won't do it.
Let's take a break.
It's about to open. People are excited. Come back after the break. We got more stories.
Right, we're here at Mid-Drive Dive.
Mid-Drive Dive.
Tonight. Mo DeWitt.
John, how are you?
I'm great, but I hear that you are giving away a motorcycle.
We are, and if you want to enter to be a part of the motorcycle giveaway, you have to go to bikerswinorlando.com, and then we'll enter you in the contest, and we're going to pick a winner and give away a motorcycle up to $20,000. So you get to pick the motorcycle you want.
So wait, Mo, I can pick any bike I want for up to $20,000?
Any bike you want.
And where do I gotta go?
BikersWinOrlando.com.
That's BikersWinOrlando.com.
It's time for your weekly Enzian update. Enzian is Central Florida's only full-time alternative cinema and home to the Florida Film Festival. Enzian is screening Love Lies Bleeding by director Rose Glass. It's a love story about a reclusive gym manager who wants to be a bodybuilder as she gets pulled into the web of a criminal family. Who Can See Forever is a documentary telling the story of Iron and Wine's Sean Beam, and it screams on Monday the 18th. Chicken Run is the peanut butter matinee film on Sunday, March 24th, and it's free for kids under the age of 12. And the cult classic film Bug, starring Ashley Judd as Agnes, as she begins a tentative relationship with a man who says the military infected him with tiny insects under his skin, so romantic, is coming up too. For more information, head to enzian.org today. Blah, blah, blah. Movies.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Bungalower and the Bus. I'm the Bus, John Busdegger.
Bungalower and the Bus. This is Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com. And also with us tonight,
I'm the mysterious lady voice on the other side of the table.
Do you just want to be a mysterious lady voice?
That's fine.
Let's do that.
It's okay. My wife, Leanne.
You couldn't just let her live her life as a mysterious, disembodied woman.
To it.
My wife needs a name.
I guess, if you're going to be picky.
We can open up to our listeners.
Yeah.
Name this mysterious voice.
Oh, that'd be a fun thing to do at bingo as I play clips.
See if people can recognize the voice.
Yeah, who is this? And they got to listen. Instead of me just showing people's junk all the time, showed up on the slideshows. We're hanging out at Mid-Drive Dive.
We sure are here in College Park. New restaurant, kind of upscale diner.
Yeah, they say dive. It's not a dive at all.
Not a dive at all. No. If you call yourself a dive, you're generally not a dive bar.
Yeah.
Like Otto's High Dive.
Not a dive
They want
bar.
To be a high-end dive bar, and it's like, girl, you fancy.
Yeah, it's very great. It's very great here.
Yeah, you want to dive, walk across the street to Whiskey Lou's, you know, and they're not even that divey anymore.
Yeah, a little bit.
We went to the Elks Lodge. Oh, not to, yeah. Now that's a dive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's some sadness in there. Sitting on a
You're
stool by the bar.
Diving into some emotions.
I loved it. We played bingo there. We
was it good
bunch?
Bingo?
Oh yeah, yeah. We won a bunch of times.
I want to go. I want to audit other people's bingos. A
lot of dirty looks.
Really? Because you won.
Because we won. Like,
newbies and
we're
we won.
Not, we're not like members. We got invited. We showed up late because we just didn't get there in time. We show up and we're probably like, three games in. And we won like
three in a row.
Games.
Yeah.
people were so mad.
I think they're like, and we weren't playing like a ton of cards. I was playing like two or three cards.
They do cash prizes.
Oh, yeah. We won like $150 that
day.
Whoa. Yeah, it was fun.
Who brought you? Who was the member?
Angie.
Shout out.
Angie Fouts, the director of the Milk District Main Street District.
She's our buddy and neighbor.
I believe she's a member of the Elks Lodge.
She's got an aggressive mohawk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that aggressive.
Her and her wife, Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Yeah. I love them. They're also your neighbors.
Sure are.
Before the break, we were talking about a food hall that's opening up in the Packing District.
Speaking of exciting things opening up in
my
the Packing District.
Let's give some space for John.
Publix opened up today.
Oh.
On Thursday in the Packing District. The new one.
First thing out of his mouth this morning before I barely opened my eyes this morning.
Like, sweetie.
Do you know what today is?
Did you go?
Not yet. I didn't have time today.
How have you not gone? It opened at 7 a.m.
I know. I almost went at 7 a.m.
Right by your house.
Right by my house.
You could ride your bike there to go grocery shopping.
I could fall out of bed and land at Publix.
Would you walk there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's close enough.
It's close enough.
Easy
and
walk.
There's a sidewalk all the way there.
It feels like
I wouldn't
maybe
take OBT,
5 blocks.
I'd take Rio Grande.
I don't think it's that far.
It's not that far.
Okay.
I got legs. I know how to use them.
I got legs.
So they finally opened.
They're multiplying.
And I'm losing control.
They were supposed to open last month, but they postponed. And they finally opened.
Man, I've been postponed before, too.
But I'm happy that they're open. They're closer to my house.
Do I need to go cover it?
Sure.
Gosh, we should at least go take a picture.
Yeah.
If you go, can you take a fancy picture? You do?
Yeah.
Of it being open?
It wasn't open, but it you can't tell.
John made a special trip to go over to Publix the other day and pull in the parking lot and take a photo of the opening.
There's a guy that did, Chris Stanley did a beautiful mural there, too.
Yeah, it's on the side of the building.
Yeah, like oranges and stuff because, Packing District.
There's a bunch of retail shops around there that I have no idea what they're going to be around the...
I don't know either. People keep asking me things about, like...
I don't even know what
like,
would
what's moving
go
into
there.
This retail strip. And I'll tell you, nobody knows yet. They're just building them because they got to build them.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
oh.
Like that place across from King Bao and Mills 50. We don't know what's going in there yet.
Oh, yeah, that just looks like a bunch of
It
offices.
Just looks cool. No.
Looks like you don't think that'll be a dentist office or no?
With the slanted roof thing?
Yeah.
No, I think that's going to be like a bodega.
You think so?
Yeah, like a fancy little 7-Eleven.
All right. Replacing the 7-Eleven that
a
was
7-12.
There.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think there's going to be a store that sells overpriced jeans.
Ooh, I'd be there.
I just don't know if that stuff can make it at
Mills
and Colonial.
It won't make it. I just see this happening, the rise and fall of fancy jeans.
A fancy jean? Maybe that's what they call it, is fancy jeans. Fancy jeans.
And it's a sperm bank. For wealthy people.
You get it by the shot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. These little shot glasses. Fancy jeans. This
Rich
tastes
people.
Like brie cheese. Smoke-made meats is finally opening this month.
What is this place?
What?
Smoke Made Meats?
Yeah. You never had them?
I don't think so.
They are the best barbecue pop-up in town.
All right.
And they'll do gigantic meat platters. It's more meat than you need in a month. Just on a big old platter.
It's never come out of Brendan's mouth.
It's gone in it, though. They gave me a platter. For the first time I went there, they gave me a platter. And I made a mukbang video, which was just me sitting out on my deck. And it was a video of me eating all of the meat live on Instagram. And people were just tuning in just to watch me shoving sausages.
What does your doctor say when you go in?
Well, I tried it.
He doesn't go to the doctor.
I don't. I am overdue for it. Didn't we talk
last week? Yeah.
And now you're rubbing it in my face.
I'm not. She's rubbing it in
asked a simple question. And you were the one that was like,
he doesn't go. Look at him. He's a fine saw. It's falling apart.
I didn't say that.
He's one sausage away from exploding.
I said none of that.
Those are the demons in your head, Brendan.
It was implied. With the heavy pregnant pauses you had. And I say that loosely. Anyway, Smoke Made Meats, finally opening this month over on Crystal Lake, over near Curry Ford West.
I saw like the guy's parents own the building because they ran like a construction company.
Oh,
right?
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's what I thought I read, yeah.
Okay.
And so that's why it's, because it's not in like a traditional restaurant space, right?
No, it was a restaurant. It was bite-sized something.
No, maybe I read it wrong. I glanced at it.
I can't remember what it was called. But
don't believe anything you hear.
He specializes, not from John's mouth.
No.
He
Texas-style barbecue.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think it's great. I'm excited for him. I hope it goes great. I think I'm getting invited there next week.
There should be a barbecue place on Edgewater.
I agree.
There used to be. Wildside used to be two doors down, but it was sort of terrible.
Why isn't there a barbecue here?
I don't know. It would do well.
Well, there was the...
Even just somebody with a smoker behind their truck.
Well, there is a guy who does barbecue over at the Apenberry.
What about
Saturday.
The smoke guy?
I don't know if he's open
closed,
or not.
He closed.
I drive by there all the time.
Our old friends on OBT. What was it called? Smoky Cecil's.
That's not it. You're just making up things.
Kool-Aid and a styrofoam cup.
Like TK? No, that's not
just
TK.
North of Silver Star.
Yeah.
On OBT.
Closer to like Fair Villa Megastore, but by that gas station there.
We did a show there.
There was a guy who had...
He was great.
It was like roadside.
Was good, too.
It was okay.
He had weird hours. Weird hours.
Because
he
had 13 kids he needed to go home
yeah,
for.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he did. Like,
he
literally
does.
13 kids.
Yeah, we're not just making that up.
Yeah, just like sitting
but
at home, making macaroni and cheese, making babies.
Especially at K. If they never turn Starbucks, if they never turn that into a Starbucks, that could be a good barbecue
There's some
place.
Sort of soil contamination issue there.
Yeah, but you can still... But
and
you,
Starbucks doesn't want to deal with it.
All right, well, then just make it into a barbecue spot. Yeah.
Henry Moso, the chef owner of Kabuki Sushi, which he has locations, on Salt Lake Road and Colonial Drive, is opening a hand roll concept. He's a four-time, I want to say,
James Beard
nominated chef. Yeah, he's gotten the furthest, I think, out of any chef locally.
Yeah, it's locally, yeah.
He's opening up a new hand roll thing. And if you don't know what a hand roll is,
I don't know what hand roll is.
You can actually get them now at the soccer stadium. And it's, you know what nori is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the seaweed paper squares.
Yes.
They'll put like rice and stuff in it.
Okay.
Like, that's really all it is. It's like a taco made with the seaweed wrapper. But they're delicious.
Where is he opening this in Winter Park? Do you know?
Yes. In the former Bite Bound, 1100 South Orlando Avenue.
Somewhere,
30 seats. And probably, I tell you, this is the new model for restaurants, or these omakase.
Small restaurants?
Small footprint, higher volume, higher price ticket.
I saw the drawings, the concept drawings. They look
beautiful.
Great. It looks beautiful.
That's, I forgot who the designer is. But
speaking of restaurants on Orlando... / Orange Avenue.
Uh-huh.
You see that chicken guy might get evicted?
So, I'm interested. I did. We haven't picked up that story yet. So, apparently they are, $40,000 behind in rent? Which is probably, two or three months?
I was going to say, that's a lot of money, but it's not like...
It's a big space.
It's not a ton of money. It's not $1 million, but anyway.
And the owner of the property has filed a letter of, sad letter.
We want our money.
I want to get paid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we want my money letter. and show me my money letter. Now everyone's picked it up. But they, I just reached out to our, because we've done lots with them, with their PR company. Yes. So I reached out to their PR company. I was like, hey, just saw this come through. Do y'all have a quote? Could I talk to Guy Fieri, please? You know?
Which he has really probably no... No. Day, he has no, no
it's
day,
a
day
franchise
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
something, right? And, uh-huh. and it's the local operator maybe just fell behind and is what I'm assuming.
And I think last we were there on my birthday because Leanne was there.
Leanne was there,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, my mom was
oh,
there.
Oh, they brought you cake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
liked it there.
I thought it was good, too.
I thought it was fine. And it was actually pretty inexpensive. It was
like
$8
for what it
for
is.
I don't understand people when they're like, oh,
they
hate fried chicken.
Well, they hate it because of like what it is. Like what it kind of quote unquote represents.
It's all fried chicken tastes the same to me, except for Kwame's fried chicken at Chicken Fire because he actually uses spices. Like it's different. It tastes different
for the cost and all the things you can do with the sandwiches. Yeah. There, I thought it was fine.
Yeah,
I mean, right. I wouldn't go out of my way to go there, but I don't go out of my way to go eat fried chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, we don't eat fast food.
Yeah,
no.
Nope.
But I
had McDonald's this week and I felt so gross for 2 days after. 2 days,
but
I don't eat a
good.
Lot. I don't eat fast food.
What'd you get at McDonald's? Egg McMuffin?
I'd like an Egg McMuffin, but no, it was the double cheeseburger deal. Two oh cheeseburgers.
I thought you said you went for breakfast.
Two little cheeseburgers and French fries.
You
did. Two cheeseburgers and some French fries. No, I needed some carbs to soak up my evening, and everything was closed. It was late Sunday night. There was nothing. And I was like, "That if I don't stop at this McDonald's,
I'm
I could die.
Die.
I could die.
So you're going to tell your doctor that next week. I had to go to McDonald's.
I was going
to
die.
Why are you so convinced? Why? You guys want to come with me talking to my doctor? This is
sure.
Keep talking about my doctor.
Yeah, you
I'm
go,
doing
I'll
okay.
Go with you.
We could record a show there. Right.
No, I don't want to. It'll be awful. I got to get them to look at my turf toe. My sports injury is still bugging me.
I brought my emergency contact with me, just in case.
I also have this like from my surgery scar when I took that unicorn horn off my kidney. Remember that?
No.
No. I had surgery. I made it was a partial nephrectomy. Mm. Is that kidney? I can't remember. But there was a unicorn horn growing.
You knew it.
And they took it out. I knew it this whole time.
Yeah, you
they
were
took
a unicorn
it out,
inside.
But through the surgery scar, now there's something poking.
Uh-oh.
In my surgery scar.
Maybe it's that twin.
It's either their gloves. They left their gloves in there. Or it's another unicorn
I think,
horn.
I think it's
just
a
following
conjoined twin that's just inside you. It's been living inside you this
I'm
whole
worried
time.
It's going to just slowly work its way out. And then one day I'm just going to pull on it.
Oh, God.
Like it'll look like a scab. And
out of your belly button.
Just right out of my belly button. And it'll be like a scarf. You know, it just
like
comes
a magician.
Out, like a magician scarf just comes out. And then I die. Mm. Yeah. Or I'm suddenly three sizes smaller. Because this whole time I had like a wardrobe in my stomach. And I wasn't fat this whole time. I just had... All
scarves.
Of these things, scarves stuck in me. I just gave birth. Sorry. Pineapple is the safe word. We don't need to keep going. Parlor Donuts now open on Edgewater Drive. Did we talk about that?
No, I haven't been down there yet.
It's cool.
Yeah,
that's all I'm
did
saying
you like
about.
It?
I couldn't get any food because I don't want to be shady. The owner, the franchise owner is a fan of the bungalow. He's been very nice to me, but the staff... Like, they need an adult supervisor or something because it was, like, all young teens.
You think they would be
just
happy to hang out and have somebody in there taking photos and video?
There were six other people in line, and, gosh, they had no sense of urgency.
Oh, okay, I get
and
it.
And
I know
couldn't,
what you're saying.
And I was like, I don't really want to eat a donut. I was just going to buy a donut for the gram and then maybe bring it to Scotty or something, right? And I was like... So if you watch the video I put on social, it doesn't actually have me with a donut because I left. Because I was like, I'm not just sitting here while these kids try to figure out their lives. And I'm not. But the owner is very nice. And I guess I should have given him a courtesy
maybe
heads
go
up.
Back after some training.
I'll try. They look amazing. People are saying great things about the donuts. But I don't mess with staff of 16-year-olds when I got things to
and
do.
And it's where, what was the name of the place? Cafe
Linger.
Linger. Yeah,
Cafe
Linger.
Linger
Cafe
used to
Linger,
be.
Yeah, which was owned by a Russian girl who didn't
so
want to get vaccinated, so she gave up on her business and went back to Russia because she couldn't stay here unless she got vaccinated.
And it used to be an NYPD pizza, so I'm glad there's something there.
Yeah. Always food stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad there's something that replaced it.
FDOT's expanding the Ultimate I-4 project. We haven't written about it yet because it's a little bit out of our coverage area, but it affects us, so... I'll probably do something.
And they're doing it from like kind of like Disney World to
yeah, they're currently 19. Expanding it from like to Disney World. That's under construction right now.
It's like where
Sand Lake to
where
Disney.
The Holy Land was.
Yeah. Which so they should have kept that.
They're putting another express lanes in right there.
Yeah,
too.
And mm-hmm. they're gonna put in extra room for a future train track.
Don't
for
even
a bright
get me
line
don't
expansion.
Even get me started on that.
Well, let's get
well, they
started.
Were supposed to, well, they were supposed to build a train from Orlando to Tampa. 10 years ago.
Yeah, Rick Scott
wants to
was
do
like,
that.
But, no.
Yeah, Rick Scott was like, no, we don't want your money.
He doesn't want public money.
He didn't want federal money.
Well, because federal money runs out. Like, you'll build it with the federal money, and then you're left with a train that doesn't make any
doesn't
money.
Doesn't what?
Like SunRail.
Yeah.
Okay. But
we're
SunRail,
going through that right now.
But SunRail don't go from Orlando to Tampa. Right.
No, like, and it's already crazy expensive. Imagine what it would cost to run a rail to Tampa
that,
on your own.
Imagine if those train tracks were already in place and ready to go. And now we have them, and now we can figure out how to pay for it. But it was already built 10 years ago.
Okay.
But it's not, because Rick Scott said, no, we're going to send the money to California.
Well, they want to build it now. Why are you poo-pooing it?
I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm saying it could have already been here.
Oh, you done did just, poo-pooed it.
Yeah, he's feeling salty. Can I say that?
Yeah, of course.
As a 40-year-old, he's feeling salty.
Have you ever
41-year-old.
Have you ever been stuck in traffic on I-4 between... Disney and Tampa?
Yeah, it's
the
worst.
A lot of people would choose to not take I-4
if
they had that option.
If I could I would go to Tampa and St. Pete all the
if
custom
there
time.
Was a train there?
Yes.
Me too?
Absolutely.
Yes.
St. Pete's fun.
I'm excited to take the Bright Line to Miami hop on a cruise with Sam
from
Semantics.
We haven't done that yet.
I'll let you know how it goes. It'll be like $100 some bucks, I think. But worth it. I don't have to drive.
Don't have to deal with the traffic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll
just
be great.
Just sit there and smoke my vape pen and show up just stoned and
I thought you were giving that
off.
Up, Brendan.
I don't want to talk about it.
But the next, what I want to say, the next expansion of I-4, they approved to go to Polk County, right?
Polk County line.
Yeah.
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 So that's the next one.
This
that was
great.
Supposed
Bring
to take
it.
Like 20 years, but now it might only take 10.
And then you can just drive through that. If you're not going to Disney and you're going to Tampa, then you can skip the Disney section. You know, you still got to, there's a couple other ones. What, like Lakeland gets a little dicey.
Yeah, but once you get past Lakeland, it's not too bad until you get to Tampa.
Ugh. I do love Tampa, though.
Tampa's all right.
Yeah. I was in this United Arts thing the other day, fact finding for they're doing this cultural tourism initiative. They just got a bunch of money from Visit Orlando to hire people to run this cultural tourism initiative. And so I was kind of begged to come show up at this like table session, brainstorming session about how they can, you know, represent or market Orlando and the environs as this cultural tourism destination. And we didn't get very far. It was only an hour. And I generally don't do those things because, you know, you can't, it's just this. So I generally feel like they're hosting them because they can just say that they hosted it and they got some feedback from local creatives. But one of the questions was, where do you go for cultural stuff? Where do you like to go yourself as an arts destination?
Okay.
And everyone was like, New York, Miami. And I was like, I love St. Pete, Tampa. Mm-hmm. If I want like a day to like get out of town and go do some cultural stuff, I'll go to Tampa.
Yeah, I agree.
Dolly Museum. All those weird shops, like there's like weird galleries in St. Pete. How does St. Pete have more galleries than Orlando? That's crazy.
I mean, their downtown's a little more.
They've
thriving.
Got a pretty vibrant arts district. I mean, they got the Morian Center there for Morian Center for Clay, which is a massive cultural institution for this region. Like, they got a lot of stuff happening there.
They gotta bring that downtown. You know, we have this downtown arts district with one gallery downtown, and we need more. And actually, we'll be writing about something for that very soon. But the CRA was just approved to purchase those four properties. I think we talked about that last week.
We did.
They were approved to do it. If you don't know what we're talking about, they're buying two properties at Lake Eola. I know they're locking down at least one of them. It's that big building that they just paid people a lot of money to paint that mural on it. They'll knock that down.
They're going to knock that down?
Yeah. So they can connect it to the park.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I guess I didn't realize it was that building.
Yeah. I know. The City Center building, it's called.
That's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. And I love that mural.
That's a good mural.
I'm going to write a letter. I think they could like incorporate it in as part of the gateway. Like, knock a little hole in it. And then you have to like walk through the wall to get
like
into the park. That
seems
could be
like
fun.
A wasted amount of time and energy to just knock down a wall.
It's almost like there wasn't a whole holistic plan about the whole process. And people are just making things up as they go along. They bought the corner lot at Orange and Pine, which is already a pop-up park, but they're going to make it very formal park space. Like, they're talking waterfall feature at the back of it to knock out white noise from passing traffic and homeless people, and it could be really cool. There's one more property.
The park looks better now than it has in years.
Oh, but if they actually start doing what they're supposed to do with this master plan of Lake Eola, it's going to look bangarang.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really excited about the future Lake Eola Park.
Oh, I meant the other one, the one at Orange and Pine.
Like, it's that little gravel with four tables on it.
I'm just saying that's better than that, like, tile floor that they had there.
I liked it. I liked it because the original building burnt down, and then it was all the original tile from the historic building that was once there. Like, you could imagine what it was like actually being in that building. I thought that was cool.
All right.
You didn't?
I didn't, because it just seemed like it was just like a dumpy part of downtown that they haven't figured out what to do with anything with.
It was that, too.
Yeah. But the other property is the one at Orange and...
Some things could be two things at once.
True. Orange and Central, that building that... was it a bank building?
One North Orange. Yeah, it was a bank. And then there was, like, offices upstairs.
It's a cool building.
Beautiful building.
And just empty since I've lived here.
I want to get in it. I want to get in that building. I guarantee there's a tunnel under there from the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, now that the city owns it, I wonder if I could get...
Maybe.
...them to let us in.
But the big issue with that one is there's no parking there at all.
But that's okay. They got rid of parking requirements for buildings downtown, so they don't have to have that.
I just think people, if they turn it into any apartments or anything, people are going to be like, where do I park?
There's micro-housing. They could put in bike racks everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's parking garages all around there, too. There's lots of ways to exist.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying what people have said.
Yeah, if there's a rest... I know, I'm just telling you.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Let's now you're
fight.
Sensitive.
Let's fight.
How come you could disagree with me and it's just you talking, and then when I disagree, oh, my gosh.
Because I said so.
They want a restaurant use on the bottom floor.
It should be a restaurant.
Why?
Why not?
It should be retail.
Once again, like, what are you going to sell there? Fancy jeans?
Fancy jeans. They need more retail downtown. If you want to make it a neighborhood.
I agree.
Make it like a food hall, but for local vendors. First floor. Right. Like, if the city's going to buy it, then it doesn't need to make money. You know, like, if it's one person collecting from multiple vendors, like, cool stalls, it could be like an East End market.
I think it'd be cool for shops downtown. I just don't see them.
Some of that is going to be a restaurant space for sure. Yeah. There's some outdoor seating space being built. At least one of those.
Where?
Are we talking about the buildings that...
We're talking about one North Orange. It's
Nope.
Where are you talking about?
I'm not talking about the same thing.
What are you
I'm
talking
not paying
about?
Attention to you guys.
Well, you were singing a song.
Yeah,
what was
like
the song? I can't hear
it. I don't know the name of it.
All right. Well, good talk. There's two gays moving out of a retail spot in Ivanhoe Village. Golden Phoenix Antiques. You know that spot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty little green building right on what?
I'm going to tell you a story. We have, like, no time. I'm going to tell you a really quick story.
Okay.
When I first moved here to Orlando, I went to go get a drink at the Caboose across the street from that place.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy there, and I was like, I had not moved to Orlando yet. And he was just like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, I might move here. He's just like, this neighborhood here, this Ivanhoe Village, used to be a good neighborhood. Till the gays moved in.
And he was talking about those two?
We were looking at it while we were saying
I think it's Chad and Wayne. They used to they had a satellite store in Parliament House that people didn't really know about. And it was right next to the Bear Den at the back. So it was like a bear bar, which is kind of like biker vibes. And then there was a sex shop. And then they had a shop right next door full of antiques, but it was like some sexier antiques. I got a Tom of Finland Santa painting from there, which is like, if you don't know what that is, he was excited to be there. You know what I mean? Just really interesting. Sad to see him go. I do know what's going to go in. It'll be a plant shop / coffee shop, apparently. Right. And I'm just saying that they asked me not to write it, but they did not say I couldn't talk about it on the radio.
All right, we got to go, Brent. We're way past our time.
All right, thanks to Mid-Drive Dive for hosting us. We bought everything today ourselves.
Thank you, Leanne, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we came here on our own volition because we like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, Leanne.